Hey, how are you? I'm doing good. How are you?
And it's been a while since you've been to Kansas City, buddy, so everybody is ready.
Yeah, we are too, man. You know, we honestly are. It's been a couple of years since we've been out there doing a full headlining tour and got the full production out. We got a horn section out with us, and it's really been a blast, man. I feel like for people that have seen us before, too, we've even kind of freshened up some of the older songs with horns. And I don't know. It's a big party, man. This new song has been quite the party for us out on the road, so looking forward to playing it for you guys.
One of the prizes that we're giving away along with tickets to your show is a chance to play basketball with Brett Young. Have you seen him play? And if a listener were to go one-on-one with him, would they stand a chance? Because he's tall.
Yeah, you're pretty much guaranteed you're going to lose that one. I hate to be a spoiler. He's really good. Now, the irony is somebody just as tall as him, Charles, who looks like he's good at basketball, is horrible at basketball. So maybe we can do like a play, Brett. Play, you can play Brett in basketball, and then maybe you can play Charles in basketball and see who you can beat.
Very cool. I'm guessing you guys probably do, like towards the end of the show, like a lot of tours do, where everybody comes out and does a big song together. Do you let people know ahead of time what the song's going to be, or does that change, or do you guys do that?
We've been doing a couple different things. I mean, we've been doing it every night since the beginning of the tour. But yeah, we've been bringing out Brett Young for a special moment and bringing out Kelsey as well. Kelsey and Hillary get a really fun kind of girl moment doing a little bit of Beyonce. So they kind of get their girl power on, and it's a neat moment. There's just a lot of different facets to the show, you know, a lot of high energy stuff with the horns.
Yeah.
We do, you know, a couple serious songs as well, and then, you know, kind of bring everybody back out towards the end. So.
Well, you know, Dave, I'm all for the girl moments. I'm all for that.
Me too. I'll be in the front row for that one, too.
You know, one of my most favorite Lady A memories, and hopefully I'm remembering it right, you guys opened for Kenny Chesney several years ago, right?
Yep.
You were doing shows with
absolutely.
Kenny?
Absolutely, yep.
I think that was one of the first times, at least that really stands out for me, of seeing you guys in concert. And do you guys, I mean, I know you love headlining, but do you miss doing shows with people like Kenny? I mean, what do you miss about that?
Yeah. Oh, man, that was, gosh, he's had so many great artists come out and open for him, and I would imagine they all say the same thing. It is such a blast out there with him. He makes it probably the most fun we've ever had backstage on a tour. Everything's just fantastic and enjoyable. The crowds are great. And you're playing huge shows. I mean, I remember we were playing on those stadium shows with Kenny, and we're playing at 3 o'clock in the afternoon and, you know, for 30 minutes at 3 in the afternoon. And it was the greatest time, though. You know, we loved it. And then we got to sit side stage and out in the audience and you watch the rest of the night. You know, Kenny was playing, Sugar Land was playing, Miranda Lambert, and we were opening up for all those people. So, I miss being out there doing those big kind of stadium events with an artist like that. But, you know, at the same time, to be out there kind of now headlining yourself and at the point where you have enough songs to even have to start cutting songs in an hour and a half set. You know, we never thought we'd be at that point where, you know, even some of the songs that have been out, you can't get to all of them. So it's a wild, wild, you know, ride and a crazy place to be at now.
We always hear stories at the end of a big tour like that, whether it's Kenny or Luke Bryan, you hear about the headliner giving gifts to the people opening up the shows. So I'm sure you got some good gifts from Kenny. How do you guys decide what to have those? Do you guys do gifts, and how do you decide what to give your openers?
We do. Yeah, that's a great question. Kenny, I remember specifically because I still wear it. Kenny gave Charles and I a really nice watch, and I really wasn't a watch guy before that. Kenny gave us one, and that was a really genuinely, you know, nice moment, and you feel really appreciated for that. But yeah, you're jogging my memory because now I'm thinking, oh my gosh, we got to start thinking about a gift for Kelsey and for Brett.
Right.
And I'm going, oh my gosh, we got to get on it because the tour's kind of flown by. I mean, we only have another month or so in the U.S. before we head to Europe and South Africa. So, gosh, we've gotten some really neat things over the years from different people and have been able to give out some neat stuff as well to some openers, you know, Darius Rucker and Sam Hunt, stuff like that. So, man, I got to get to thinking. I need some girl ideas. Give me some good female ideas.
Oh, gosh. For Kelsey. I don't know. I mean, like, it seems like the gifts are usually big, but, I mean, girls always like makeup.
Candles.
Okay.
No, makeup.
Well, all right. I'll just be quiet then, Jill. All right.
Yeah, I mean,
oils.
I'm going to give Kelsey a free basketball session with Brett Young.
There you go. Now, where are you guys going to be? Or do you even know? Have you thought about this for the big solar eclipse on Monday? Because Nashville is a big spot. Are you going to be home in Nashville?
We are. We're going to be in town. We are. We didn't plan our tour around it, but we ironically are going to be at home. We get home that day.
Nice.
I think maybe playing Chicago the night before. So we're going to be in town. And And, awesome. You know, we'll definitely be figuring out a good place to watch it. I'm trying to kind of do my research and find out where everybody's going to be watching it. But what a wild thing to experience, and what a neat thing to kind of, you know, be a part of it. Kind of, I mean, once in a lifetime kind of thing. So, I'll be taking my son out there, my wife, and we'll find some high ground and some friends and check it out.
I have a behind-the-scenes question.
There's a lot of behind-the-scenes. I love this. This is like a VH1 behind the music.
Yeah. Is Kelsey just as hot as a firecracker? I mean, hot.
Oh, my gosh.
She is absolutely beautiful. She is. And inside and out, I'm telling you, she's a phenomenal person. We were all hanging out last weekend, and one of the venues had a pool backstage. We were having some volleyball and a pool party, and she is a sweetheart, man. Such a nice girl. Her fiance's been out on the road a good bit, Morgan, too, and great person all around. Yeah, she's absolutely beautiful, beautiful person. So I would agree with you on that.
Nice. Now he's going to ask about pictures from the pool party. I'm just telling you, that's the next question, naturally.
Right.
No.
Well, Dave, can't wait to see you Thursday night. Lady A, Kelsey Ballerini, and Brett Young. More chances to win tickets coming up here on Q104. Dave, thanks for taking the time to chat with us here in KC, and we'll see you Thursday night.